Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Hello and welcome to the show. This is Andy Webb with Lifestyles Unlimited. And as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Hey, here we are once again, smack dab in the middle of the year. Is that a glass half full or a glass half empty moment for you? We'll talk about that here in a minute. But boy, I've got some exciting news for you on rent growth. So this is a real estate investor radio show. This is for you, the real estate investor, or you that is contemplating becoming a real estate investor. And some stuff I've been experiencing in the market and some stuff I've dug up online, just doing a little bit of research just to see where we're headed with our rent growth, because it's an important topic for you and me, the real estate investor, of course. I've got some exciting news. You are going to want to hear this. Now, if you've been following just your regular daily news, evening news, whatever, you know that they tend to report on home sales. They're not as focused on the rental market, of course. And you've heard, I know you've heard, that the sales market for houses is crazy right now. We're talking multiple offers on any given house these days. 20, 30, 40, 50 offers. And we're talking bidding wars. People are bidding above the listed sales price, 10, 20, 30K, maybe more. Some higher end properties, it's more. And they're closing at those higher prices, even above appraised value. They're having to bring money to the table to bridge that difference between the true appraised value and what they've offered, because they want that house. Now, did you know that there is something similar happening in the rental market? But are there really multiple offers? I would call that applications. Are people really getting into bidding wars for a rent house? Are people offering above the rent that you've listed in the MLS or wherever you've listed that property? Stay tuned. We're going to get into that and see what is going on. It's very interesting, very good news, again, for you, for me, the existing investor in residential real estate, whether it's, I keep saying houses, whether it's single family houses or apartments, good news across the board. And if you're not in yet, well, now's the time to get in. So back to my opening of the show, here we are once again, middle of the year. The year is half over. How do you view that? Is that with that more pessimistic glass half empty view? Oh no, we've already burned through half a year. I've not done anything. The year's shot. Forget it. Or more optimistically, more positively, more half full. Hey, look, we've got another 6 months in the year. We can really get some things done. You know, maybe we've hit some goals so far this year. Maybe we've missed a few. Most people I've talked to have a mixed bag of results right now. And that's okay. The further, the higher, the more extreme you set your goals, the more likely you are to miss those, but the farther you're going to go on your way to hitting those goals. And that's okay. That's normal. You'll get a lot farther down your path when you do set some pretty strong goals. What about your investment goals, right? We set goals around any manner, health, wealth, all that good stuff. What about investment? Did you set any investment goals at the start of the year? And did you make SMART goals? SMART is an acronym. I won't go into great details around that. If you go out to our website, we've got a number of shows on that. If you go to lifestylesunlimited.com, go to the radio tab, click on the podcast, you can see any of our archive shows there. There's a search bar at the bottom. If you type in SMART, S-M-A-R-T, goals, you're sure to find a good amount of content on that. But essentially, that means you're setting specific goals that are measurable, that are attainable, that are realistic, and that are time-bound. Time-bound is critical. So I'm not going to go into detail there, but did you set any of those? And if you did, well, now is middle of the year. Now is it's a great time to review those. Where are you at? Did you hit the ones you should have hit by now, because they're time-bound? You know if they should have occurred already. Did you miss a few? Reassess. Where are you on that path to that big goal for the year? Fine-tune. if you have to. Maybe replace that goal if you need to. In the last 6 months, a lot has happened. Things are reopening. Your perspective, your point of view, your goals may have changed. And that's okay. Replace those if you need to. And of course, if you did not put pen to paper at the start of the year, well, do it now. Do it now for the balance of this year. It's a great time to do it. So again, is your glass in this sense, at this standpoint of the year, and with your expectations for the future, is it half empty or is it half full? That positive view. I want you to take that second view. We have great opportunities ahead for the second half of the year. I'm excited. Among other things, like I said a minute ago, things are reopening. Things are reopening for us, the real estate investor. That's great news, because what do we like to do? We like to get out there and network. We like to connect with people. This is a people business. And we have live events picking back up. In fact, one of the live events right now, and we've got two of them, two of our two-day financial freedom seminars going on in different cities right now across the nation. So those are picking back up, and we've got them going on across the country, across the balance of July and onward. So great time from that perspective. But then why am I thinking about goals? Why am I thinking about the second half of the year? Why do I want you to use the balance of the year to take action? Well, it goes back to what I said as an opener, rent growth. Soaring rent prices. Rent prices. I've got a couple articles I'm going to lean on. I'm going to lean on a little bit of my personal experience. I've leased up a number of houses this year. I just did two in a very compressed period of time in the past couple of weeks. I'll tell you a little bit about that. And I'll tell you about a show I just caught, one of our other radio hosts, Mike Harrison, did with Robert. Robert's a very experienced investor here in the area, multifamily. And he talked a little bit about what he's seeing in terms of rent growth as well. So what are we seeing? Stick around. We're going to hit that as soon as we come back. I've got a couple articles I'll lean on to guide us through the next couple of segments. If you have questions today, give me a call at 855-497-4335 or send me an email to askandy@luinc.com.
Your challenge is that you don't believe you can be rich, is that you don't believe you can retire within 5 years. That's half of your challenge. And until you can come up with that belief system, until you can reconcile that in your mind, you won't be willing to take the steps necessary to get there. So you need to get in here and meet some people.
Join us for the next free workshop and meet the people at Lifestyles Unlimited that will share Del Walmsley's belief system and empower you to take the steps you need to be successful. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. The only bus ticket worth millions.
That bus tour on Friday, was that not crazy fun? Loaded with like-minded people, loaded up with a bus full of millionaires. We rocked it. We laughed and learned and chatted and networked and had fun doing it.
Seeing the complexes in person, being able to touch it, feel it, talk to the owners.
And what they've done with them.
What they've done with them, you know. Watching a webinar, or, you know, seeing photos, it doesn't do it justice, you know.
No, being here is huge, yeah. And we're really excited for it. And now we're, like, jumping in with both feet.
To be able to go out and see four apartment complexes all in the same day, you know, especially when we got back and we were able to debrief and go through it all, cover it all, it really was an interesting event. And people were loving it.
You'll love it, too. Come laugh, learn, and level up your apartment investing skills. Meet and debrief with Del Walmsley, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited. Register at MultifamilyMastersTour.com.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. You're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm your host, Andy Webb, and today we're going to get into a great topic for you, the real estate investor, or you that's getting into real estate investing, and that is rent growth. What are we seeing right now, and what's going to be happening in a year, year and a half, 3 years? Good information for you and for me, and this is going to apply to both single-family houses as well as apartments. If you're not familiar with Lifestyles Unlimited, we are an education and mentoring group, and we basically take you by the hand, make sure you've got a full suite of education, all the information you need to be a successful investor, and we have mentors to help guide you through the process as well. We're going to take you down one of two paths. It's either single family investing or it's multifamily investing. We'll look at that with you, our mentors do, and try to figure out, you know, hey, given your situation, your goals, to the earlier conversation in the last segment, what are your goals? Do you have those for the year? And decide, you know, what's going to work best for you. 9 years ago, when I joined Lifestyles Unlimited, we sat down with that mentor. And we figured out that single family is the route for us to go. So we did that for about 9 years. We're still in the single family game. Just to give you a little bit of background, I am out there in the trenches. The things that I talk about on the show, I am doing. We, my wife and I, actively manage our single family portfolio. We do not have a property management company. So when I talk to you about leasing, I am out there doing this stuff and conveying what I'm experiencing, at least in the Dallas-Fort Worth market, to you. We're all over the area. But now we're also now shifting. We're now shifting. Our goals have now changed. Our goal now is to get into the multifamily sphere, and we have, in particular as passive investors in a handful of deals. So I like what I'm seeing. I like what I'm reading as regards rent growth. And I'm seeing more than the word growth. I am seeing the word surge used. I'm seeing the word soaring rent prices. They're really up. They're really up. So let's take a look. I'm going to lean on a couple of articles, as I mentioned, before I get into some of my own recent experience, just by way of example. But first article I want to look at, and this just came out a couple of days ago. This was on Business Insider. And the title says, "Rent Prices Will Keep Going Up and Pose a Serious Inflation Risk." Now, I'm not going to get heavy into inflation today. We've done a few shows recently on inflation. And again, if you want to catch any of the archived shows, go to lifestylesunlimited.com, click on the radio tab, and you can find some recent shows on that very topic. It is an important topic. We are seeing inflation. Real estate makes a great inflation hedge. And those rent prices that are going up, are they going to impact inflation? Well, let's see what this says. Number one, they've got a couple of bullets that summarize the article, and this is the big number for you. Rent prices soared 9.2% in the first half of 2021. That triples the average pace, and that exceeds the trend we were seeing before the crisis. We'll get into a little more detail. It goes on to say, shelter, meaning your residence, where you live, Maslow's hierarchy of needs. Shelter is one of those. We got to have a place to live. Shelter inflation is set to keep climbing as who? Millennials. Millennial demand booms. We'll get into the longer term effect of that here in a minute as well. And that upswing that we're seeing risks turning higher inflation into permanent inflation, not that transitory stuff that the Fed and the government would like us to believe is going on. Permanent. As rent prices, well, they're sticky. If you've ever studied economics, it's on the stickier side of the price equation. Once they're up, they're up. Why is that? Well, I just signed a number of leases, as I mentioned. Am I doing month to month? I personally am not. I'm doing 12 month. Well, that means that rent is in place for a longer period of time. Hence, it is sticky. Now, let's look at that 9.2% number, because I think this is important to understand. And I'm going to support this with something I heard on an earlier broadcast of this very program, in fact. It says here, median apartment rent in the U.S. rose 9.2%. We already heard that. In the first 6 months of 2021. Here's what you need to understand. That compares to the typical, the normal first half of the year growth of 2 to 3%. So in a normal year, we're going to see 2 to 3% growth in rents. This is focused on apartments, as it were. I'll get to single family. I'm a single family investor. Lots of you listening are as well. So stick around. We're going to get to that. But on the apartment side, 9.2%, triple the average. Now, of course, I know you're thinking, rightfully so, yeah, but we're comparing to a baseline last year, which was a little bit abnormal. And that's true. I'm flipping ahead here. There's a little bit of a graphic, and it shows a graph of rent growth. And it's kind of cyclical. It peaks in the spring months, which is why I like my leases to end at that time in the summer, dips a little bit in the wintertime, and then climbs higher the next season. It's cyclical in that sense, but ever increasing. It kind of flattened out a little bit in 2020 because of the pandemic. And now it's spiked. So yes, our baseline is a little bit lower, but it is even beyond where we would have been had we continued a normal cycle. And here's important part of this as well for you. The elevated price growth is not likely to cool off anytime soon. Now, going back to that 9.2%, this is one article that I'm looking at. Again, this is in Business Insider. I caught a program earlier today, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, hosted on another channel by another host, Mike Harrison. He had a guest on with him, Robert. And Robert is a lead investor here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Very experienced gentleman. He's been in the multifamily business as on the management side for 3 decades. Knows the business very well. When he talks, I listen. Just like Dell. When Dell talks, I listen. These guys have a huge track record. And Mike was interviewing him. They were talking about sundry bits of the events going on in the market right now, what Robert's doing in his latest deals and so on. But he mentioned a statistic that I think ties in very, very well here. He talked about the last 6 months of the prior year, 2020. What was he seeing then for rent growth? North of 7%. And here again, we're talking about apartments. 7% then, 9.2% now. So it's going to keep going up. Elevated price growth, it says right here, is not likely to cool off anytime soon. This is the lead analyst over at Housing Wire speaking. He said that millennials are set to power unprecedented demand. How long? Over the next 3 years. Throughout the housing market. So here we're not talking just about apartments, but we're going to see, and we are seeing that on the single-family housing as well. And they expect that this shift that we're seeing, this demographic that's entering the market now, finally, everyone scratched their heads and wonder, when is this going to happen? Household formation at that demographic level, the millennials, it's not happening. Well, it is now. And that shift is going to drive an even bigger gap between supply and demand, is what the analyst tells us right here. And he goes on to say, you know, we don't have enough inventory as it is. So that supply has been an issue all along. What are we seeing now, among other things? We've got the millennial cohort getting into the game. Well, it goes even farther. I'm going to lean on yet another article here. This is the Washington Post. This just came out a day and a half ago. Title here, very similar. Rent prices are soaring as Americans flock back to cities. Now, I don't know about you. I've been in the city the whole time, but traveling around here and there for sure. But apparently they are getting back in droves and seeking to get out of the nest, essentially. We've heard that a lot of people hunkered down at home with the family, maybe shared a residence with a couple of their friends to split the cost, to see what's going on, wait out the pandemic. Well, now they're getting out in droves. We're going to come back, and I want to tell you what we're seeing. I want to tell you what's going to happen for single-family houses as well, so stay tuned.
We sold one of my wife's properties and actually did a 1031 exchange. And we bought 3 brand new builds in Fort Worth. So right now, collectively, we have 3 of her inherited properties and then 3 properties in Fort Worth that we've done through Lifestyles.
And you turn one property into 3, tripling your cash flow.
Exactly.
Yep.
Well done.
Learn to increase your cash flow. Register for the workshop at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
I'm your host, Andy Webb, and today on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, we're taking a look at rents, rent growth, rent surges, as I saw it described in one of the numerous articles I've been looking at, and just speaking from personal experience, gone through a number of lease-ups this year, and it's absolutely correct. Our earlier program today, and again, you can catch all of our prior shows if you go to lifestylesunlimited.com. One of the guests was Robert. He's a lead investor here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, 5 or 6 syndicated deals that he is the lead investor on. He puts the deal together. Lots of investors jump in as passive investors to contribute to the pool to take down these assets. And he commented on the rent growth they saw towards the end of 2020, the second half of the year, 7% and some change. Article we just looked at, 9.2% growth in the first half of 2021. Yes, that is against a slightly flat, I would say, baseline for the bulk of 2020, given the pandemic. But we're still well above where we would have been had we continued that normal trend. And the expectations, as we saw from at least one housing analyst, it's going to continue. He's looking at 3 years out. And that was in the Business Insider article. Now we're looking at the Washington Post. We'll get into that in just a minute. If you have any questions for me today, you can give me a call at 855-497-4335 or send me an email to ask Andy at luinc realestateinvestor.com. And if you are an investor, I'd be curious to hear, what's your experience been, single family or otherwise? What I'm about to describe, are you seeing this as well? I expect you are. If you're operating a good business, if you offer the best product, as we talk about on this program, as we talk about as part of our motto as investors at Lifestyles Unlimited, best product, best price. Well, those best prices, they are going up. So again, the Washington Post article, it is titled, Rent Prices Are Soaring as Americans Flock Back to Cities. Most people I know didn't leave the cities, but what they're talking about in particular, and we heard about this demographic in the other article as well, the millennials. We're actually experiencing, finally, after years of waiting, they're that demographic that's doing things a little bit differently, getting married a little later, starting a family a little later, forming households a little later. Well, that is starting to happen now. So they're getting out of the homes where they've been staying, perhaps with relatives, family, parents, or maybe getting together with friends to split costs and so on. They're getting out on their own now. The economy's hot. It's growing. And millennials are forming those households, and they're renting or buying. And what else is interesting is that because the market on the sales side is so hot, we're seeing a couple of things. And I heard this as I leased up one of my houses more recently. I got a number of applicants where their realtor said to me, well, they've been great tenants. They've been in this house. They've been renting for 10 years, 6 years, 5 years, 8 years, 12 years. They're only moving because the owner is selling. A lot of landlords are doing that. They are wanting to recognize those gains that they've seen over the years. They're cashing out right now. Well, those people have to go somewhere. And as they sell, they're typically selling to owner occupants, and the inventory is declining. What else is happening? Baby boomers are now entering the market as renters themselves. They too have seen the boom on the sales side, and they want to take advantage of that as well. So what are they doing? They're selling. Are they turning around and buying? No. Some may be. Maybe buying something a little smaller, maybe buying something out in the country, a little bit away from the city. But a lot of them are renting. Same thing. Had another house on the market across town near Fort Worth. Two of the applicants that I got, same situation. Their realtors weren't really interested in being a leasing agent or helping their clients find a lease house, but they had sold the house for those clients. And now they needed to help them find a place to live. And they were looking to rent. They wanted to cash out, get that equity, and rent for a while. So the demand for rentals is going up tremendously, driven by the millennials, driven by the baby boomers, driven by homeowners that want to recognize those capital gains right now and get the money out of their houses they've been sitting on for so long. Now, let's carry on with this article. And interestingly, this article from the Washington Post, it is focused around the Phoenix market. It talks about national statistics, but it takes a couple of stories, you know, focus stories, individuals from the Phoenix market. Same thing is going on there that we're seeing here in Dallas and across the nation. Rents are surging. And if you don't know this, I'm going to tell it to you now. You may know, if you're familiar with Lifestyles Unlimited, you know we've got offices in Houston. You know we've got them in Dallas, Central Texas. It's where we've had a good footprint for a very long time. We've got them in Phoenix as well. We have investors in that market taking down multifamily deals and taking down single-family houses. We've got investors across the country doing that, up in Indiana. In fact, we've got one of our two-day financial freedom seminars where we go into buying a single family, you know, investing in single family or investing in multifamily, going on at the end of this month, live in person in Indianapolis. That's July 31st and August 1st. We have members buying apartments in those cities. And in fact, in Indy, there'll be road trips out to those properties to take a look a couple weeks after the seminar. If you want to learn more about that, you can email me again at askandy@luinc.com, or even better, go to lifestylesunlimited.com. Learn about Lifestyles Unlimited if you don't know about us already. There's a button at the top for our free workshop. Best way to get an introduction. It's an hour and a half of your time. It doesn't cost you anything, and we're doing those virtually. And it's not just a webinar. It's just not an automated thing in the background. It's actually a live presentation where you can ask your questions to the free workshop presenter. And that presenter is somebody like me. It's somebody that's a little bit farther down in their progression, further along in their progression as an investor that's giving back and wanting to share with you the success that they've seen so you understand this thing is real. And I want you to understand this thing is real as well. Thinking back to our goals, the reason I want to talk about the rent growth we're seeing is because it's very, very important that you get the ball moving now. So we just heard from one analyst, 3 years rent growth at a minimum. Here we have in this article as well, this is from the Washington Post. They've actually interviewed Robert Pinegar. He's the president of the National Apartment Association. Similar thing. He says, I think we're going to see increases for the next 12 to 18 months. And to our earlier topic of millennials, boomers, he says, we've never had three generations in the rental housing space, at least not at the level, at the volume of renters that we're seeing it now. Again, demand. Simple demand. And we heard a lot about apartments. 9.2% is the median price increase across the nation for the first half of the year. What's going on elsewhere? What about single family? Andy, you're a single family investor. I sure am. We're seeing tremendous demand. So what I opened the show with, are we seeing bidding wars? Are we seeing multiple offers? Are we seeing offers above list? We're seeing all of that. We've had several houses leased that are above what we were asking. I've talked with several investors around the area just recently. Same thing. The demand is huge. There's that sticky inflation on the rent side that we're going to see. So the article goes on to say demand for two particular types of rentals is especially high. I like reading this. Single family homes and apartments in smaller cities. Apartments in smaller cities because they have less inventory, they're seeing a big spike. Well, where are people going? Their rents have already spiked here in Dallas-Fort Worth, down in Houston perhaps, San Antonio, across the bigger cities. People are trying to find that lower cost of living. So they're going out to those secondary and those tertiary markets. We talk about those markets on this show. I've had guests on this very show that are investing as apartment investors in those tertiary markets and seeing great returns. This is why. This is why. As parts of the country that you traditionally think of as having those crazy price surges, San Francisco, New York, as we start to see those across the nation, we're going to enjoy that tide. We're going to ride that wave for quite a long period of time as investors. Now, when we come back from the break, I want to tell you why that is important to you. Rents for single-family homes are growing at the fastest pace in 15 years. Why is that good? What's going to happen over the course of 3 years? What about for the apartment investor? How does that impact your bottom line? Stick around. We're going to talk about that when we come back.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to be a part of Lifestyles Unlimited? Del Walmsley tells you what to expect when you join us for the next live online free workshop.
We've been here for 30 years. Over 30 years, we've had and or do have roughly 50,000 plus members all over the United States. We have retired tens of thousands of people, and it's just incredible what you're going to find that you're going to be in here. Not only are you going to find the greatest amount of information and education, you're going to find the people, the most open people you've ever met in your entire life.
Come meet the people at Lifestyles Unlimited who will help you change your life and empower you to stop depending on a paycheck, your 401k, IRA, or Social Security for your future. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. At the free workshop, we'll teach you the five ways to make money with real estate, cash flow, equity capture, appreciation, equity buildup, and the tax advantages. Like Dell says, we'll open our books and show you how the numbers work with both single family and multifamily case studies. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Andy Webb. If you've got any questions, you can email me at askandy@luinc.com. To round out this conversation we have about rent growth, one article is titled, Rent Prices Are Soaring. Another one, rent prices will keep going up. Both of those are true. Rents are up and they're going to keep growing. They're going to keep going up. Why is that important for you? And how am I now going to tie this into the show opener around goals? Because if you are not already invested in real estate, you need to get in now. And I'll explain why here as we carry on this final segment. For me, the existing real estate investor, it's been great. We've had a couple of turns as residents have bought houses. They're enjoying those low interest rates. I'll touch on that here in just a minute. And we've had no problems leasing things up. Multiple dozens of applications it's hard to manage. As somebody that does self-manage and go through the process myself with my wife, we've just had an avalanche of applications, and good applications, not all. We got to sort through those, do our due diligence, but it's been amazing. It has been amazing, and the fact that people are coming in above list is crazy as well. And it's not just here. Going back to that Washington Post article, rent prices are soaring. This was just from a day and a half ago. They were talking to investors in Phoenix, and one gentleman, he's been in the business for 15 years, and he says the same thing I do. I've been doing this for 9, never seen anything like it. He says that his rental listings are getting more than a dozen applications. I just experienced that as well. People are calling him and offering to pay more than the asking price for the rental, it says, creating bidding wars. We've just seen over the last year, supply is going down, demand is going up. And that is both for apartments, that is for single family as well. Single family, very strong. Very strong right now. So back to the goals. If you are an experienced investor, keep doing what you're doing. Don't stop. Don't become complacent. Get into those assets. If you caught Mike Harrison's show, or if you listen to it on our archives, once that's out there in a couple days, interview with Robert, they're going to talk about the fact that asset inflation is there, meaning the price of the assets is going to keep going up. Get in now. One of the reasons it's going up are the things that we're talking about today, which is rent growth. We'll get to the apartment side here in just a minute. I want to start with single family because that's where so many people start, and I think it's a great place to start because, hey, that's where I started 9 years ago. We built out that rental portfolio of single family houses to get my wife to financial freedom and to get me to financial freedom. So if you're thinking about getting started, it's a great way to go. What's the big news for you? Here's the big advantage, and I hinted at this a moment ago, as my residents move out because they're buying houses. Why? Because the interest rates are so low. They are interested in doing the very thing that we want to do as well, locking in those fixed rates. Very low 30-year interest rates right now. They're wobbling a bit. They're going up a little bit. They're going down a little bit. I checked on NerdWallet just a minute ago. They had predicted a rise in rates in June, but they actually fell a little bit in June. Still a great time. That's why we've been doing cash out refinances on those investments that we want to hang on to for a little bit longer. Taking them down a little bit lower. Getting that dead equity out. So as you get started, you need to have goals in place to get you to the finish line very quickly. You want to get that asset locked up and get it rented now. And over the next, what do we see, 3 years, one analyst is expecting rents to go up. Why is that good for you? Well, you've now locked in a fixed rate mortgage. It's not going to change. That is your biggest expense. But rents are rising. The gap between those two is going to widen. That means more money in your pocket. Every year at lease renewal, you do that market analysis, and that's another goal for you more experienced investors. If you have not been doing a market analysis as your lease renewal periods come up, get to that. You're going to see they're very, very high. One of the houses I just listed and just leased was the only house in the entire market, in that entire zip code. Talk about a lack of supply. And I could tell you all day about the demand. It was huge. So get out there and figure out how that influences your market pricing now. It's going to change it. It's going to take it up. So rents are rising. You get more money in your pocket. And I know you're thinking, yeah, well, what about insurance? That's going up, isn't it, after the deep freeze? What about property taxes? Both of those are true. Those are what we treat as fixed costs because they're fixed for a year. And they can change somewhat. But the good news is, if you're operating well, if you have the right team around you, you have an insurance broker, and they're going to shop that rate for you next year. And again, after that. And they've got access to multiple, what they call markets, multiple insurance providers. And they're always coming new markets, new insurance providers into Texas, into your state, wherever you are. So you always have new opportunity. And I'm surprised sometimes when we reshop a house and how much it drops. So you can fight that one. And of course, property taxes, we've done multiple shows on fighting that, protesting. In fact, I just went down to the local appraisal district over by Fort Worth to informally discuss with an appraiser two of our properties. This was a week ahead of the scheduled appraisal review board hearing. Got a $50,000 drop on across the both of those. That saved me $1,200 a year. That's $50 per property more in my pocket for the next year. So we can fight those. But you've locked in that fixed rate mortgage. Those rents are going to go up over the next 3 years. More cash to you. Now, if you already have existing property, look at those rents. And if you want to hang on to them for maybe a little bit longer, a couple more years, maybe take those rents up and pull some of that equity out. Do that cash out refinance so that you can get into more of those income producing assets. If you're seeing the magic now, I don't know why you wouldn't do that. It's a great time with rates where they are. So it's single family. Multifamily, same expectation. We're going to see a growth in rents. Now, we're not taking down those Class A new builds. We're taking down those Class B and Class C workforce housing apartments that they do not build anymore. It's just cost prohibitive. And the units they are building are those Class A's. Apartments are rated from A, B, C down to D, A being the top rank, new stuff, high rent, got the pool, all the amenities. Class B is a little bit below that. C, again, is that workforce housing. We go in, we find that workforce housing that needs some loving, and we fix it up. We take the rents up, of course, as part of that process. We reposition it. Maybe we take that C minus into the C, or that C into the C plus, or that C plus into the B minus B. But we reposition it, and we take the rents up through what we call forced appreciation right there of the rents. Well, on top of that, we just heard from one of our guests on an earlier radio program, 7% growth in apartments here in DFW in the second half of the year 2020. We just heard from Housing Wire, from the analysts there, 9.2% rent growth in the first half of the year in apartments across the nation. We also heard that it's going to continue for three more years. Demographics are speaking to that, as is supply and demand. And here's the beautiful thing with multifamily. And here's what you have to understand if you don't know how apartments are valued. Single family houses, you want to sell it. It's based on what everything around your house is selling, you know, like kind properties. Apartments are not like that. Their value is driven on that bottom line cash flow, that net operating income. There are lots of things you can do to improve the net operating income. We talk about those at Lifestyles Unlimited. Reducing expenses, increasing revenues through other channels, charging back water, utilities, that sort of thing. But we just heard throughout the bulk of this program, what is going to happen? Rents are going to go up. That is going to drive that value up. Because that cash flow, that bottom line cash flow, that net operating income is going to go up. And that's what drives the value. And a very, very small change in that net operating income can drive a tremendous, especially right now, a tremendous change in the value. We've seen that there, we've heard that there is asset appreciation as well going on, very much so. So as I hear and as I read about the increase that we're going to see in rents, I get very excited about single family and about multifamily. And this goes back now to you and your goals as an investor. Did you set any down? How are you tracking to those? Evaluate those right now. Do that this month for the balance of the year. If you didn't set any, set those down, put those in paper. Who do you need on your team? How do you build that team? Do you have the education you need? If you don't, where do you go to get it? I already told you one place. Go to lifestylesunlimited.com, click on the free workshop button to learn more about lifestyles and to learn about investing in single family and multifamily apartments at an upper level. It's an hour and a half free workshop. You won't get into the details there. If you want to learn even more, if you want to get into the details, you want to go to our financial freedom seminar. 16 hours on single family and multifamily. You can learn more if you go to givemetotalfreedom.com. It's all written together, givemetotalfreedom.com, and sign up. One-year membership, normally $720, discounted to $297 for 2 years. Promo code for that is SAVEBIG. Go to givemetotalfreedom.com, promo code SAVEBIG. Get in there and start your education. Start learning about single family. Start learning about multifamily. Start learning how to set those goals. Do it now so that you can get that ball rolling. And get in on that first multifamily investment. Get in on those first couple of houses so that as we see and experience continued rent growth over the next few years, you're able to capitalize on that. You're able to enjoy that. You're able to see more cash in your pocket and more wealth on the back end when you go to sell those assets. Do it now. Set that as your goal for the balance of the year. Get educated and get involved. Thank you for listening today. You've been listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. And remember, it's not the money. It's the lifestyle. You have a good day.
Thank you for listening.
listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.